The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathus Flooring and Construction.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest this next half hour, Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
So I'm Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, and today we're going to be talking about everything flooring and construction related.
Oh, okay. We are ready to go. So that means we've been having a lot of fun on this show with people sending in their questions. Jonathan, this is the expert panel, and I can tell you from the times that we've been together now, he is an expert on construction and flooring, and no question about it. You've got a question? Then text it in, 850-437-1620, and we will do our best to get that on the air and answer that question for you. So what are you seeing right now? It's summertime. Does that mean construction goes up or construction goes down?
It definitely goes up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Construction is one of those things that you're going to have all year round. So different seasons, people are going to be doing different things. But right now we're going into the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So it does get hot outside, and some people will put some projects off, but we're seeing a lot of inside remodeling, house painting, flooring, stuff like that.
The results of spring cleaning, and then discovered, if we just had that extra cabinet, or maybe our bathroom could be bigger.
Right. When it warms up, and mm-hmm. when it's cold, people don't want to do stuff like that.
Right.
So when it warms up, it kind of does open up a little bit. But generally, you're going to see, most all year round, we stay pretty busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what would you say, tell us a little bit about your company, in case somebody doesn't know you. I've been so impressed by how long you've been here and the credibility you have in the community. So talk a little bit about that.
So we've been here 20 years now. We started in 2005, and originally we started doing home remodeling with Jonathan's Construction. And then about 11 years ago, we opened Jonathan's Flooring to go along with it, and then some property and containers and things like that. But I would definitely say we've done the best we can to carve out our piece of Pensacola, our piece of business, to just embed ourselves into the community, because we plan on being in business for a long time to come. So we pretty much do anything remodeling, flooring, cabinets, kitchens, bathrooms, exterior, interior painting, things like that. And then there's a lot of items we don't do, like the mechanicals, plumbing, electrical, AC, mm-hmm. but a lot of times we have subs that do come in and do that.
Well, I'm assuming you have built up a lot of relationships over the
years
with those specialists.
Right, that's what it's all about. You can't be in business without building up relationships. If you're not a likable person, you're not going to do good in business. It's all about relationships and networking. Like, I do good at what I do, but it's because I have a network of people behind me
mm-hmm.
That I've built over the last 20 years.
Absolutely.
So, it's funny to say, he's an expert at this, and in a lot of things I am, but I also have a lot of experts behind me that it's like, if something I don't know, then I can lean on somebody else.
Absolutely.
Most times on my own team, because I have a pretty big team of people. But if not, then somebody that I've met, another contractor. It's not uncommon for me to call a contractor I know and say, hey, what do you think about this? And get their opinion on it too.
Well, see, I think that's great to get collaboration, to have the other input. I think that's great. And that says that there's ego involved, of course, but there's also, when you can do that, that also says you're not so caught up in being the best or competing that you're not willing to offer help or receive the help when needed.
Right, right. Because you want everybody to do good.
Right.
There's a lot of good contractors out there, and we want all of them to do good.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of business for everybody. In fact, there's business that's probably not even getting done because somebody can't get somebody to come do it. There's
right.
plenty of stuff out there to do. So, and the economy's always growing in the market, especially our area. Our area's grown so much. I've been here since I was a little kid, and just the growth I've seen in the last 20 years since I've been in business is huge.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I moved here 20 years ago and I looked at Gulf Breeze, everything that's in Gulf Breeze now was not there when I moved
right,
here.
Right.
Andrews Institute Public, none of that was there.
You can think the whole alphabet down Cervantes.
Right.
When I started buying property 20 years ago, the realtor told me, he was like, don't buy nothing in the alphabet. That was the one rule. He said, don't buy in the alphabet.
Big mistake.
And now, now look at it. Now look at it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that wasn't good advice.
Right. Everybody wants it. So,
seriously.
So that just goes to show how our how our economy is growing and our city is growing, but we have a lot of great stuff to offer here. Mm-hmm. And so we want to be one of those good things to offer, like everything else here. Sure. We want to be a household name.
Yeah. Well, we are talking this morning with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Already got some questions being texted in, Jonathan. This one says, have you been building any tiny homes?
So, you know, Escambia County has an ordinance of you have to do 400 square feet or bigger to build it for a tiny home. So when you say tiny home, it has to be 400 square feet in Escambia County, nothing under 400 square feet for residential living.
Okay.
So we haven't built anything that small yet. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're not really, well, most of the building we do, we work with other builders to build rather than build ourselves. So we're partner with builders to build. I actually have looked at a couple of times building some tiny houses myself, mm-hmm. And keeping them, you know, because I think it'd be very economical and affordable for people. And talking with Escambia County and some of our commissioners, that's when they told me, hey, you know, 400 square feet or bigger is what we're looking for. I don't know if you could get an ordinance to build anything smaller than that here, but that's pretty small anyways. That's
are they about
20
400 to 1,000? Is that about right?
I would say
What's the max on the tiny part?
We get over 750, 800 square feet. That's a house.
Right.
That's not a tiny house.
Right. Okay.
It's
okay.
A small house, but yeah. It's still a house.
It's
a two-bedroom house.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anything over a Navy Point, that's right. 800 square foot each.
You know?
So, But look, you can always reach out to us. So I'm going to throw my phone number out there. Anybody that wants to call, it's 850-332-5905. You can stop by our store, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring on Palafox, 9320 North Palafox, or look us up on Facebook. So feel free to call. If you don't get your question on the air today, feel free to call.
Okay, that sounds great. So the number for questions, 850-437-1620. Got another one that just came in. Now, this is an interesting question. So how much has the material cost gone up since the tariffs have been put in place?
Surprisingly, it really hasn't went up that much. You did see the tariffs starting to raise some material costs, but you also saw with interest rates going up and the real estate market in general slowing down nationwide, not necessarily our area as much as nationwide. You've seen a lot of construction and real estate market slow down. And I won't say it's slow, but it's come off those highs where it's just like, you know, so busy and so much people buying stuff that you're starting to see some of our suppliers are offering more deals on material. So the price that it did go up because of the tariff, some of that's come back down.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it's pretty much leveled out.
That's good news.
And it may be a slight increase, but it's not nearly as much as what people would think it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also seeing companies invest in America. Like I was talking about last time, we have a company that is making vinyl plank here and flooring here in America, and we're starting to sell and distribute that. So we're starting to see that come into the market. And anytime you have stuff like that, it's going to help with competition. Competition brings those prices down. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sending in that question. If you have a question for Jonathan Cook here with Jonathan Construction Flooring, 850-437-1620. One of the things that you specialize in is in flooring. And the world of flooring has changed quite a bit from concrete floors to the old wood floors in historic Pensacola. Talk a little bit about what you've seen in the changes. And I guess the big thing now is the vinyl plank.
Right.
So I don't know much about that. I do now because I've been listening to you. But what are some of the options? And especially in this area, because Pensacola is unique. You have the climate, the humidity.
Right.
Is a difference between whether you're in Cantonment and you're on the beach. I mean, so it must be interesting for you to serve all these different areas.
It is. And so the thing about it is a lot of people will look at flooring and be like, okay, well, that looks like, you know, flooring I bought 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But flooring is constantly evolving and constantly changing. You have to stay on top of it. And it's not just for trends and looks and colors. It's also just for, like you saw, the material and what it's made out of. And what we're looking for in our area is the core. The core mm-hmm. of the floor, like what's in the center of it, because you can look at a piece of wood and say, okay, well, that looks good, but if you don't have some sort of core that's going to hold up to our humidity in our area, it's not going to last in your house. So that's where we've seen a lot of innovation. Used to be like press board core for mm-hmm. like the laminate, and now we're have like a WCP, which is a wood and plastic core. We have an SPC, it's a stone and plastic core. So basically like hardy board siding on the outside of your house, same basic thing they're putting in the core. So we've never had flooring until the last, you know, say 6-7 years that had concrete based
well, I brought
core,
that.
Because, you know?
I have a friend that just recently was flipping them on it and had a concrete base.
Right. And so it makes it much more dense. Mm-hmm. So if you put something really heavy, like a double door refrigerator or a heavy couch, it's not going to indent or break as easy. So we've seen a lot of innovation there. And then, like you say, the wood, you know, I mean, they've been putting wood in since I don't even know when. I mean, mm-hmm. I look at houses built in the early 1900s still have the same wood. That's
wow.
timeless. That's never going away.
Right.
People always ask, like, what do you think about this? Where I'm like, wood is timeless. Mm-hmm. Wood's never going away. So yeah, it's been a lot of innovation there. And like I said, you know, the American made is starting to come onto the market now. Mm-hmm. We're starting to see factories make it here. And I think we're actually going to offer a special for the 4th of July week.
Oh.
On our American-made products.
Oh, excellent. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Here we go. We have someone sending in a question. It says, I have a rental house that has hardwood flooring throughout. Can you install vinyl plank over hardwood flooring?
Right. So you can, but I've seen a lot of problems with it. Because a lot of people will go, especially house flippers. I've seen a lot of houses being flipped. And so they're just go to like your big box stores and just buy your basic vinyl plank. Anytime you're going over a hardwood floor, you need to let the wood underneath breathe. It's got to get air to it and it's got to breathe because wood expands and contracts constantly. It sits there and it grows. So when you encapsulate it and enclose it and it holds any moisture, because, you know, moisture comes out of the ground underneath the house and it comes up through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime it gets moisture to it and that moisture gets trapped in and can't get out, it causes the wood to start growing, expanding, and eventually buckling. And I've seen it completely ruin the subfloors in a house.
Wow.
So
okay.
The answer is yes, you can, but you need to make sure you put a WCP product down, which is a wooden plastic core. That wooden plastic is softer and it lets air through. And it lets the wood underneath breathe.
These are all the things I wouldn't know a thing about. That's why you need a professional like you to come in and assess.
And one of the bigger things, too, with you know, any sort of off-grade house is making sure you have a good moisture barrier under the house. Not under your floor, but under the house on the ground, because moisture just naturally comes out of the ground. And we're seeing more and more moisture under homes in Pensacola and Escambia County just from heat, mm-hmm. Building moisture under houses, and also from building. Like talking about, yeah, as our community is expanding, that's more and more trees we're cutting down. So that's less trees sucking water up. That's more water sitting on the ground, which causes more moisture to be held under the house. And that's where those moisture barriers become even so much more important to have.
Wow. Well, I see these are things I never even thought about, but hearing you say that makes so much sense.
Yeah, and so that's the thing is, like, a lot of people would be like, okay, I can just go to Lowe's and buy this plank and put it in myself, but sometimes it's good to at least consult with an expert, because you could put something, you know, that you're thinking you're doing a good job of, put the wrong material in and completely ruin the foundation of the house.
That's not good.
No. And so floors are not just, they're not just there for looks, they're functional.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make sure it looks good and it's functional.
So could someone call you to have you do an evaluation? Is there a fee for that, or how would that work?
No. So it's a free estimate. So we'll come out, do an evaluation. A lot of times there'd be me or Steve, the two guys. So I do estimates, Steve does estimates. They're completely free. Even if you don't hire us to put the floors in, we don't mind. We come out and do it, because sometimes we'll come out, look at it, and say, okay, this is what you need, and they might want to do it themselves, and we just sell them the material.
Because you do have a showroom where they can come in and talk to you about it.
Yeah, and they can just go up there and pick something out, and they can put it in, and if they get halfway through putting it in, need us to come finish, we can always come do that, too.
Okay.
You'd be surprised the simple things sometimes.
I'm going to do it myself, and then, hi, Jonathan, I think you might want to help us finish this.
I recently had a lady that bought flooring from us, and she wanted to know if we would come put shoe molding around it, because she actually laid it herself in two bedrooms. So it's not overly complicated, you know, but she put it in herself, and then she didn't have a nail gun and stuff, put the shoe molding in, and she was like, can y'all come just run the shoe molding? I was like, yeah, we'll do that. So I mean, it's still a job, so we don't mind.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got some questions rolling in, and so here's one. Do you sell vinyl plank that looks like tile?
Tile.
I couldn't read it. Sorry. Yeah. You have vinyl plank that looks like tile.
Yeah. So actually, it's definitely becoming more and more popular. When we first started selling it, we didn't have a very big selection of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's becoming more popular. And so, yes, we do. We're getting a bigger selection of it. But say like 7-8 years ago, when we first started selling vinyl plank, maybe 10 years now, we might have had one or two. you know, to pick from. And so, like, if you wanted to put vinyl plank in your house and then a tile look in the kitchen, you might have had three colors to pick from. But now we have a much, much larger selection. So, yes, we do.
Okay, that's great. So, thanks so much for sending that question in. Got another one. If you have a question for Jonathan, 850-437-1620. So, does Jonathan help with financing and remodel projects, or do they require everything up front?
No. So we actually do have financing through our store. And anytime we do an estimate, when we send the estimate, there's automatically a link at the bottom. You can click for financing. It's very easy to get. I think our financing goes up to like $35,000. I'm not sure. And then you have to pay a down payment, but we set the down payment. So we can say, you know, $5,000 down, whatever they're comfortable with. And then the rest will be financed out. And they have specials like, you know, zero interest for so long. And not always, but the different periods are of different things, the company that we use. And so in some cases, you know, if people are doing a really large remodel, we can get over the $35,000 financing. So if we do like the remodel through the construction company and we might do, you know, $20,000 there and then do the flooring separately, then sometimes we can go over it. But generally we finance up to $35,000.
Okay. Well, this may sound like a simple question, but I'm going to ask this question for myself. How do you know when you're looking at your floors, when it's worn and when it's worn out and needs to be replaced?
Well,
this is my question.
Yeah, sometimes.
Because I know it should be obvious, but then I'm thinking, well, is it worn or, you know, is this just day to day?
Right. Is this just wear and tear that you're going to get with another floor?
Correct.
So it depends on what kind of flooring it is, obviously. You know, if you're dealing with like carpet, a lot of people don't realize carpet, it's the pad that goes underneath it. Mm. When you step on carpet, you want it to spring back up. So it lays down when you step on, you want it to spring back up. When your carpet stops springing back up, then it's worn out and it's time for new carpet. If it's still springing back up and it's tight, then you can clean it and keep it for a while longer. And then so wood, you know, when you look at wood and wood's worn and you see wear patterns and scratches, you can always sand and refinish it.
Mm-hmm. Do you all do that?
We don't. Okay. So we're referring to another company. Trindles does it on Davis Highway. They're a good company. So, so if you need that, call them. We cover it up. We put another floor over it. Sanding and refinishing is something that it's very time consuming. Mm-hmm. We have done it before, but it's very time consuming. And so most of the time, if you hire your company like Trindles that has a set up for it, they can do it faster and more reasonable than us.
Right.
When we come into it and we're not competitive with those prices because our guys don't do it every day.
Right.
So anytime there's a situation like that, I tell them, like, call this person because they're going to be better, more competitive and better priced. And I don't mind that, you know, because like I said, I want everybody to do good. So I would call them. But tile, if you're looking at tile, a lot of times tile can be regrouted or, you know, steam cleaned and grouted, and it will look brand new and fresh. And and the same way with vinyl plank, a lot of times you can just clean it, polish it up. You can even put like a mopping glow shine on it. And that will make it look a lot newer too. You have to be careful with it when you do it because you can get stop marks from the mop, say mopping, you get a stop mark in the middle.
Yes, I've seen that.
Right. So, so what you really want to do is put some mopping glue on the floor, start at one side of the room, and go all the way to the other side without stopping with the mop. Turn around, come back. And if you do that, you won't have those stop marks in the middle of the floor, and it actually put a nice shine on the floor.
Now, this may be a silly question as well as we go down this road, but do you recommend the floppy, like the wool floppy mops, or do you recommend the spongy mops?
No, so I just get the Swiffer, the Swiffer that you can just put fluid in and just spray it out.
I'll
keep those on our trucks just so our guys will use them when they finish up. Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, it's simple, you know, nothing overly complicated. Just get a Swiffer and spray it out and get like some Mean Green or some Purple Power, even just soap and water. You know,
okay.
We'll do a good job.
Well, in a similar vein, someone just asked a question about, what about bathrooms? When do you know it's time to replace that?
Right. So, I think a lot of that comes down to personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's going to be some things there that you're going to notice, like, okay, is your shower valve leaking? Is it leaking water out constantly? Your toilet leaking? Or your floor rotted out? Especially if your floor starts rotting out from the toilet leaking, that's very common. So a lot of people don't realize about every 10 years, you need to take the toilet up and put a new wax ring on it. That wax ring only lasts about 10, 15 years.
Oh, no kidding.
And people
don't
realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts leaking. And a lot of times it's not enough to notice, but it's enough to keep the wood wet and start rotting it out if it's a subfloor.
Right.
Now, if you're on concrete, then it's probably not such a big deal. It might get wet around there. It needs to be replaced, but you're not rotting something out as long as it doesn't get to the wall. So when it comes time to remodel a bathroom, I mean, if you want it remodeled, then it's time to remodel it.
Right,
you know?
That's
so,
right.
So if you're looking at it and you're like, hey, you know, I don't like the way this looks
falling
anymore.
Off the tub, right? That kind of...
All my friends have more modern bathrooms, mm-hmm. and it's like, okay, it's time to remodel it.
Okay. So,
and then you can just stop by our store. You can pick out tile, pick out cabinets, 9320 North Palafox Street, or give us a call, 850-332-5905.
Okay, got another question for you. I have a crack in one of my tiles. It's in the middle of the floor in my kitchen. Can that be replaced?
Right. So you definitely can if you have a piece of the tile. That's important.
That's the key.
Because sometimes it's hard to find. Even mm-hmm. if you have the box, you'd be surprised these suppliers drop tile so often and come out with a new one. That's why it's so important when you get tile put down, save a few pieces, save a box of it.
Yeah.
Right. But what a lot of people don't realize, when you see your tile crack, like in the kitchen or bathroom or somewhere in the house, most of the time it's a settling crack from the concrete slab. The slab underneath has cracked, and then that crack transfers through to the tile.
Ooh,
so when we take it up, we need to make sure we fill that crack or put a membrane over it to stop it from cracking the next tile again. And sometimes when I'll see, like, people will show me like a hairline crack on the kitchen floor, and I'll say, just wait a few months and see if it cracks more.
Mm-hmm.
So if it cracks more tile, then that crack is bigger. And then once it cracks, you know, 5 or 6 tiles long, then we can pull them up, put a membrane down, and stop that crack from transferring through, and then put new tile back down over it. This is why a lot of builders, they won't put ceramic tile in houses. When we build a brand new house, we don't like to put tile on the floor because the slab is going to crack. Eventually, it's going to settle, it's going to crack, and when it cracks, that crack is going to transfer through to the tile.
Very common. Great question. So thanks for sending that in. Now I have one that says, this is the next question. Do you come out and do hurricane assessment and make sure my house is ready for hurricane season?
We'll come out and take a look at it with you. Just depending on like what kind of things you're, you know, wanting to do. A lot of the hurricane preparation, a lot of times you're looking at trees and roofs. It's not really items we do.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't never mind coming out and looking if there's something that's obvious that we need to do, that we say, hey, you know, we can do this for you. Or we'll refer you to a roofer or a tree guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, putting hurricane shutters up, a lot of times we can do stuff like that, or even changing your windows out.
Maybe the porch.
Yes, the porch, the windows and doors, doing high impact glass.
Garage.
Those items we do.
Right.
Garage doors too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
And some of them things have rebates on them now.
Oh.
So you'll have to look them up and see, because the county will offer different rebates on different things. But some windows and stuff in the city, they will have rebates at certain times. Like your hot water heater will have a rebate, you know, things like that. So you can probably look that up through Escambia County or the city of Pensacola and see what they're offering. But I know they have different programs they offer that.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay, one more question coming in. Do you do custom cabinet work?
So we don't do custom cabinet work. We do cabinets, though. So we sell cabinets at our store.
Okay.
So it's going to be standard
custom
size.
You get to
pick
it.
Right. You can pick your color, your style, your door. And then we will, you know, lay it out, and then we'll come install it. Most of the time we can order cabinets, so we're going to be set to certain sizes, say like a 12-inch cabinet, 18-inch, 21-inch, 24, and then we can, you know, build your kitchen off of that, and then we just put fillers in. So if it's like 2 inches short, you just put a 2-inch filler in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be much, much more affordable than custom cabinets. With that being said, custom cabinets are really nice. And so there are some companies around that are good at that, and they do it. But really, if you want to have somebody build custom cabinets, you want a company that specializes in that. But if you just want to update your kitchen, you'd be surprised what standard size box cabinets, solid wood doors, they will look really nice, and you will think they're custom cabinets, mm-hmm. but they're not.
And probably less expensive than custom?
Like a fraction of the cost.
Yeah,
much, much different.
Okay.
So, it's always a way to look at it and price out both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us and price out standard size cabinets, and then you can always call somebody and price out custom cabinets and then make a decision of which way you want to go.
Okay, got another question. I have animals, cats and dogs. Do you have a preference or a suggestion for the best kind of floors?
Well, everybody has... Everybody has cats and dogs. So the most important thing is not what kind of floor you put in, but what kind of finishes on the floor that you put in.
Okay.
Because you can buy, you know, laminate, you can buy tile, you can buy vinyl plank, and that's going to come down to where it's looking worn. So you want to get something that's got a good wear layer, something with an acrylic bead finish that's going to stop getting scratched and worn out, things like that. So put anything you want in, just make sure it's got a good wear layer. Call us and we're explaining it to you.
Okay. Give them your number and your website again.
Okay, 850-332-5905. Or stop by our showroom, 9320 North Palafox Street. Or look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And feel free to call anytime.
Jonathan, it's always a pleasure. I always learn something from you every week. Thanks so much for being here. This is Pep Talk.
Appreciate it.